Down a Monday evening. Thank you for sticking with us on this Monday. We are shifting gears from fitness, from Get Strong, Stay Strong, Get Strong, Stay Strong, to the Be Inspired segment on this new Hour of Power. And for that, we go to the phones and speak to Sophia Casey, life coach, author, owner of Sophia Casey Enterprises. Sophia, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, of course, and I want to say thank you for being a soldier, because I found out that you literally on your way to the studio got into a significant car accident. First of all, are you okay?
I am. I'm totally fine. And actually, it wasn't that significant. I can tend to be a little dramatic, so I probably made it sound really significant, but no, I'm totally fine. And the thing about me as a coach, what I talk about all the time is, you know, you can stay stuck and complaining, or you can keep it moving. I chose to keep it moving.
Well, again, thank you for being a straight soldier for us and deciding to call in despite what you're going through. And I'm hoping it will be resolved quickly with as little discomfort as possible.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate
sure,
that.
Sure. No, we appreciate you, sticking with us. But since we do have you on, and I guess in your mind, especially, the show must go on. What do you want to talk to us about? Because God knows, I'm trying to think. I'm going back to the time of the uprising, which was a really difficult time for our city, obviously. But these last several months, given what has transpired with the election of Donald John Trump, we just got the news, breaking news today, that the former officer Michael Slager, who had gunned down, murdered Walter Scott, shot him in his back as he was running away from him on video, a mistrial today. One of the jurors refused to change his vote. It was 11-1 deadlock. That situation, the situation of the warehouse fire out in Oakland, California, where dozens of people killed. Just tragedies all around us, unfortunately. Yeah. And people going through their own personal tragedies. And the holiday season is a difficult time for a lot of people, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
So given all that is confronting us, Sophia, give us a plan to kind of go forward and look at 2017,
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to say, I just want to let everybody know that if you're going through a tough time right now, like, it's normal. I think a lot of times we relate to tough times as abnormal. So when we hit the bumps in the road, and when we have tough times, and I'm talking about personally right now, that sometimes it can totally throw us off course. And what I want to say to people is, I was thinking about the holiday times, as you just mentioned, and a lot of times, people expect themselves to be, ho, 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 and happy holidays. But it's not always that way for everybody, like you just said.
True.
And with all that's going on in our country, and I'll actually say in our world, because it's
Absolutely.
Not just America, it's in our world.
Absolutely.
And the last time I was on, I talked about this a bit, is that it's like, how do you get your grounding again so that you can keep it moving? And I talk a lot about keeping it moving. Everybody who listens to me and follows me knows I say those words all the time. And what I have found in the past 4 months is it's been a little tougher to keep it moving. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, like, with all that's been going on in our political scene and in our country, and certainly with our black men, I tell you, it's been like a soccer punch after soccer punch after soccer punch in the gut. And it's like, how do you pick yourself up and keep on going after that? And one of the things that I talk about a lot and share with my clients and the way that I support my clients and that I go around the world and talk is that it's so important to know who you are, to know what you stand for, to keep your boundaries and be clear about your values. That's so important because the thing about life, what we know about life, Sean, is that it's always going to deal us some bumps in the road, right?
No doubt.
Always.
No doubt.
Always. And the thing is, like, how do you stay uplifted in all of that? And I have tons of ways that I certainly stay uplifted, and I talk to other people about doing it as well. And I'm happy to share those things with you. But I'll say the first and foremost thing is that I say at such a time as this, I do not want to preach that anybody should believe in who and what I believe in. But my God, if you don't have some type of faith right now, something to anchor you, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm nervous for you. That's what makes me worry about people. That's what makes me worry about people here in our country. The thing is like there are things that we cannot control. We cannot control. And so it's like if you don't have something to hold on to and ground you, how do you get up in the morning? I mean, if you actually look at the news at night, it'll make you not want to wake up in the morning.
Well, I mean, and to that point, Sophia, I mean, what you're saying ultimately is if you don't believe in something higher than yourself,
yeah,
it's hard to keep yourself from being buffeted by all the different changes we have literally found ourselves in a scenario in our country specifically, but you're right, it's a global phenomena. But specifically in this country, I mean, how it seems impossible. You're right. If you're not anchored to something bigger than you, you're going to blow away. I think that's an appropriate analogy.
Well, you know, one of the things I would put in is that certainly to be anchored in something. Like I said, I'm not here to preach and say, you know,
understood.
Come around to my way. I can't preach though. I'm not saying to come around to my belief system. But whatever that is for you, whatever that is that calls forth your faith, that lets you know that you're not by yourself, I say grab a hold to that. For me, it is my faith. That's a big part of it. But it's also having the right people in my life so that they help anchor me. And one of the things I talk about all the time is shutting down the noise. Now, here's the thing. I used to get teased a lot because I'm not a big news watcher, news junkie, and the reason it is I do keep abreast of, you know, the major things, absolutely, but what I've noticed is that there can be a tendency for us to start being junkies and like constantly looking for the bad news. But one of the things I would suggest to people is that they take some time to shut down the noise. Shut down the noise so that you can get your footing underneath you and can get your grounding. And I have to do that. Sometimes I say, hey, maybe it's only going to be for 15 minutes today, but for 15 minutes, I'm actually going to focus on my faith. I'm going to focus on what grounds me, and I'm going to shut down the noise a bit so that I can think, so I can actually come up with a plan, as you said, come up with a plan of how I actually deal with this. That's one of the things I definitely would say. The second thing is I would put in is to tell the truth. Mm. Tell the truth. Mm. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. And I tell you, I know it's hard sometimes. But like when you're in your office buildings and you know you're around the water cooler and people are making comments. This is not the time to sit back. This is not the time to not be authentic. This is not the time to not voice how you feel about certain things. I believe with all that's going on, just to keep having the conversations and the dialogues moving, I feel like that is such a big, big, big benefit. You know, like, how can you look at the bright side of this, right? I have a lot of friends who are not happy with how the political scene went and
turned
out. obviously. I'm one of them. But here's the thing. It's like I said earlier, we can't control everything. So in light of what happened, in light of what the facts are, what can you control? And my thing is, like I said, is you can control how you feel about it. You can control what your thoughts are about it. You can control what your opinions are about it. And you can keep that conversation alive. I think that's a big, big plus. That is one of the flip sides, right, if you ask me, of all of this political turmoil and all of the things that are happening in our country.
Let me ask you this, though, Sophia. And we've seen, many of us have seen, I'm sure you've seen, the social media videos of individuals who are finding it proper or fine to proclaim their allegiances to the chagrin of those who did not vote or vote a certain way, to proclaim the greatness of Trumpism, to do it in a gloating way, and not just gloating way, an intimidating way, a threatening way in some circumstances. We saw the video of the drunk man on the airplane. We see the people yelling at baristas. I mean, these people were just, I don't even know what to say about them. But I mean, when you're confronted, if you were to be confronted, from your perspective, Sophia, if you were to be confronted with someone who is hostile, for lack of a better term, because of their political beliefs, and trying to proclaim their own supremacy, for lack of a better term, what would be your advice to people? Because we can't go around punching people's heads off their shoulders as much as we may want to.
I don't know, Sean, if you're from South Central like I'm from, you might know.
Well, I mean, South Central or West Baltimore or South Chicago. I mean,
not asking anyone to do that, absolutely. But here's the thing. It's like I said, it's speaking your truth. But obviously, if you're in a dangerous situation, get yourself out of that situation. Sure. And I happen to live in a state where, let's say I am very protected, so I don't worry about things like that. But the thing is, if you're in a certain situation like that, first of all, remove yourself from the situation, okay? Because it's not going to do you any good, your family any good, or that person who is disagreeing with you and actually being a butthole, I'll say it that. So it's not going to do anybody any good if you're 6 feet under. Okay,
right.
No good whatsoever.
Absolutely.
So my thing is to make sure that you protect yourself. And then the other thing I would say, you said, one of the things I keep thinking about is this: what's happening right now in our country, it's actually not new.
Oh.
It's not new.
No.
You know, a lot of times I've been watching a lot of news and media reports and stuff, and folks like acting like, oh my God, this is horrible. It's definitely horrible. Absolutely horrible. How the people, like you said, are gloating and rubbing it in people's faces and all that. But the racism and the things that we're actually seeing today, that stuff is not new. It's not new. And like I said earlier, it's like, how can you actually see benefits to all of this? One of the benefits I see that of all that's going on in our political environment is that the sheets have been removed, okay? The drapes have been pulled back. A lot of what people felt has just been uncovered. And my thing is, frankly, I'm happy about that. I am happy about that. Because you know what? I can actually have a conversation with you. I can actually have a dialogue with you, Sean, if I really know how you feel about something.
Agreed.
If you're really being authentic about your beliefs, then there's space for us to have some type of conversation. Doesn't mean I'm going to win you over to my side, but at least we can have a real, authentic conversation.
And at the same time, you will have the opportunity to know who's who.
Absolutely.
And I mean, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant, right?
Absolutely.
And the truth will set you free. So, yeah, I mean, the fact, you're right. They're coming out of the woodwork now. They're coming from behind every rock, from out of every crack and crevice. And you know, I saw somebody posted to me, we were chatting via social media, And she was talking about this being an opportunity for people, specifically Black people, people of color, mm-hmm. disenfranchised people, to know this is a catastrophic wake up call. This is a emphatic wake up call to let us know that this is where we are. I think many of us have been lulled into a false sense of security, if you will, given the past 8 years of the first Black president of the United States. If you weren't woke during that time, you should be woke now. If you're not, I have some bad news. You're probably dead. Literally, if you're not awake now,
if you haven't heard the wake up call,
you're dead. You're dead, and God rest your soul. Because
that's one of the benefits of this, though. That's what I mean by it's like, you know. Yeah, did we all want it to go this way? Absolutely not. But here's the thing. It's like now we've gotten that wake-up call. So many of us were sitting back in our comfortable homes, in our comfortable suburban neighborhoods, in our comfortable tribes, thinking that things had changed. And sure, things have changed. But we were sitting back thinking that things had changed a lot more than they absolutely have. And so if nothing else comes out of this, if nothing else comes out of this experience, and certainly the next 4 years or longer, who knows, if nothing
or
comes
shorter,
out of it.
Or shorter.
Or shorter. But my thing is about that is that it doesn't matter who is sitting in that office. It's like, I still go back to, it's like, what are you going to do? You personally, me personally. That's what I'm constantly talking about. And like when my clients came to me, they were very, very upset about what has transpired. And I used to work in for the administration, Vice President Al Gore. So I still have a lot of connections in that arena. But when people were coming to me and saying like, how do I move on? Like, how do I deal with this? My thing is, you've gotten your wake up call. Now, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do personally in your life to make things better? Because you can't control who's sitting there.
No.
Not now you can't. Not at this point right now.
No.
Now today. I mean, that is a fact that he's president-elect. But my thing is, like, what can you do in your life to make your life better, to make your community better, to make your neighborhood better? I did something as simple as my neighbor constantly hung out a Confederate flag.
Wow.
And my nice guy, nice family, wonderful, never had any issues with them. But because I took a step to go then have a conversation with him about history from my standpoint and from my people's standpoint, he took the flag down.
What was his reaction when you approached him, though?
But when I asked, he said, no, this is my heritage. This is my heritage. That's all. I'm not racist. And honestly, I believe he's not. But my point is, it's like if I hadn't told the truth about my history and my heritage and how that represents pain for me and my people and my ancestors, we would have never had the conversation.
That's interesting.
We would have never had the conversation. And if he never took the flag down, the point is he cannot, you know, he can't go backwards.
Right.
He can't say he doesn't
he didn't know.
He can't say that he doesn't have new knowledge and new awareness.
Exactly true.
And so that's my question to everybody. Like, what are you doing individually? Like, posting on Facebook? Great. You know, talking around the water cooler? Great. Hmm. Those are conversations. That's keeping the dialogue going. But what are you doing beyond that?
Hmm.
What are you doing beyond that?
Indeed. And as I had said in an earlier conversation, speaking about the Native American protest in North Dakota, If we are not clued in at this time, that it's time for disenfranchised groups, communities to unite. Now, I don't know when we will, but on that same tangent, this is the time for us to step outside of ourselves and outside of our comfort zones, and really do make definitive statements and definitive actions. In the spaces that we occupy in this world, because indeed, as you said, we cannot control who's going to be in the White House or who's going to be in any governmental office per se.
No, we can't.
But we can do the best that we can in the spaces that we occupy. And we can even expand those spaces if we have the courage to do so.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it's not, you know, where my, I would say my hair started to stand up on my arms is when I started seeing people and hearing people really using the political environment or what's happening in our world, period, as an excuse to stay pissed off. It's nothing wrong with being mad. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, if you're using that and you're just talking about it every day, but you have not made your life better, like really like down to the last level, if you haven't changed something about your life so that your tomorrow is better, you cannot complain. And we won't even talk about the people who didn't go there. I won't go there right now. But my thing is, like, if you are not doing so, okay, so now you have that knowledge, you have that information, the facts are what they are, right? And you can keep working on changing the facts, but right now they are what they are. So it's like, what are you doing individually yourself? What are you doing in your home? What are you telling your children? You know, what are you doing in your community to make something better? It does us no good whatsoever. You know what? Because we'll look up. It'll be 2 years from now. We'll still be having the same conversation. Okay? It'll be 4 years from now. And my thing is, like all the people sitting back doing nothing about this, you know, while you're sitting back having all these conversations and talking and complaining, rather not so much dialoguing, but more complaining about it, meanwhile, people are putting their ducks in a row. Okay? Mm. Politicians are getting put in places of authority. People are getting put in places of authority to actually go change something to the way that they want it to be changed. What are you doing?
And to that point, Sophia, I mean, and is, you know, I won't say the word painful, but it's agonizing as much of the Tea Party movement was to many people in our communities. The reality was that they, instead of them lamenting what had transpired over the last several years, they got organized. They got organized, and they got organized with a zeal that propelled many of those people into political office, and they turned this they turned much of Washington upside down because they were determined and they were committed. And we may not agree with their policies. We may not agree with their way of thinking. We may not agree with what they wanted to do and what they wanted to accomplish. But they got motivated, and they did, and they went to work. And we can do the exact same thing. We saw what happened during the Occupy movement, Occupy Wall Street movement. And there was great energy surrounding that movement, but there was very little organization. So there was no payoff politically as a result of the Occupy Wall Street movement. This is an opportunity for us to get organized and to get going and to make some things happen for our communities.
Absolutely. I know I sound like a broken record when I say that there are so many opportunities. There's so many opportunities. And it's like, and even if you don't want to involve yourself in a massive change, that's fine. But there are so many opportunities for you to do something. The thing is, you know, what just came to me is when you said that, it's like, wow, you got all these opportunities of people, you know, to actually rally around some cause. A lot of us don't want to be moved outside of our comfort.
True. True.
You know, I say all the time, it's like, you know, you look at people who are in really bad situations, and you're like, wow, why does she stay there? Why does he keep doing that?
Right.
Because sometimes even dysfunction is normal.
Absolutely
true. Dysfunction can be comfortable. And so a lot of times I'm thinking about, sometimes we don't want to be uncomfortable.
Right.
So in order for me to actually create something different tomorrow, so that it can be better, so the political thing can be better, my community could be better, I have to actually be uncomfortable.
Yeah, dysfunction can be comfortable if it's consistent, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I used to say, I'm really telling off on myself a long time ago, let's just say, because I know my husband's listening, a long time ago, honey, I was in this relationship that was extremely dysfunctional. Like just completely cray cray.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what I knew. It's what I could count on every single day. Mm-hmm. I knew the cray cray, and I could count on it. So until I made some changes internally and actually got a chance to see, like, wait a minute, that's not how I want to live my life. Until that happened, I was going to stay right there in the cray-cray.
Yeah.
Stay right there. And I'm telling you, I believe that a lot of people don't get up and rally and move something and actually do something because it's comfortable.
Right.
And I believe that because of our addiction, I'm going to call it addiction to being comfortable, that's why we have the political situation we do.
Indeed. Wow.
So it's going to take a whole bunch of discomfort to make things different.
Well, we're getting it. We are getting it.
Yeah.
And it's piling up. It's more and more and more. So if we need discomfort, I have a feeling there's a lot more coming our way in these next months, and hopefully, and I'm not going to claim 4 years. I think that I'm telling you, I'm not claiming 4 years. I'm thinking we're going to be short of 4 years, but I mean, that's, you know, that's just what I believe, but you know, it is what it is.
Here's the thing. I'm okay with you not claiming the 4 years, but I just want to make sure that you're in action. If it's 1 year, if it's 1 month, if it's 90 days, you know, that's what I want to really, really impart on people to think about is like, what do you have control over?
Indeed.
What changes can you make? And I keep bringing it back to home, because I believe that is how change actually happens. Sure, we have massive change that can happen, but I believe that, you know, it's like if you really want to change this world, if you want to change what our country is going through, if you want to make a change in your community, it starts right there at home.
Amen. Amen.
Right there at home with your babies, mm-hmm. with your family.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Indeed. I think that's a good word to end it on, Sophia. I mean, the change starts with us right at home.
Right at home.
We can build out from there.
Yeah.
Sophia.
Get comfortable with discomfort.
You get comfortable with discomfort, indeed. Indeed. Sophia, again, thank you so much for being a soldier and working through your situation there. And I'm hoping, again, that it all works out fine for you as far as that accident is concerned.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again. I love coming and talk to you guys.
Absolutely. Sophia Casey is a life coach, author, owner of Sophia Casey Enterprises. She's a professional certified coach. Sophia, thanks once again. We appreciate it. Happy holidays to you.
Merry
Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, all that.
All right. Be blessed.
That's it for us. That is it for First Edition. It is a production of WEAA. The show is produced by executive producer Sean Yoes, associate producer Yorio Digizua. Our board operators are Andre Melton and Ty Rice. Our First Edition interns are Kristen West, Janelle Ferguson, and Alex Blanc. Stay tuned for Keep It Moving with Marsha Jews next right here on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM. The voice of the community. I am Sean Yoes. Peace. We'll be right back.